Hi there, Caesar. Caesar, my name is Paul. I'm the regional pricing director here, and Tara wanted me to get on the line. Of course, she did want me to get you the details of the service, how it works, and what's included. Of course, answer any of your questions. She also did want me to make this affordable for you, or at least even more affordable. Happy Wednesday, by the way. How is your day going so far?
Good, good. How about you guys?
I'm doing well. I appreciate you asking. And, you know, I do have your file here in front of me. In fact, I'm looking at your website, the site that you built yourself, and you did a really good job. I like your website. Of course, our job is to make it easy for people who don't already know the name of your company to find your website. Of course, the whole point of having that website is to get more people to see it, get more people to pick up the phone and call you. Most consumers make their purchasing decision off of what they see on the first page of that search result. So the people that don't know the name of your company, they're just going to go on Google, they're going to go on Bing, they're going to be on their smartphone or their computer, they're looking for a roofing contractor, whatever they type in, you know, they're going to make that decision off of what they see. So our job would be to link to your website all the content that Google wants to see. So whether someone's looking for roofing, gutter, siding, you know, you'll have a Yelp listing, a Facebook page, Apple Maps, of course, Google and Bing. And you'll have even Facebook paid ads. I know that you travel quite a bit, you know, to the north of Detroit there. We would want to target everywhere in your service area, specific cities, specific zip codes, even specific neighborhoods where it's going to be most profitable for you to be found. Of course, it's not a lead-based service. You're not paying for a lead and then chasing down the same lead that your competitors are chasing down. This is just to get your phone ringing for all the people that might be needing your services to have you as one of the options that they see. Now, of course, you use Google yourself, so you know that you'll never be the only company that pops up when someone's looking for your services. And not everyone will decide to call you, but that's okay. I mean, I think it's actually good. You're not going to get a bunch of random phone calls from people who don't even know what they're looking for. They're just looking for the cheapest guy. You'll get calls from people that will have seen your website before they decided to call you. So they'll know that you do what they're looking for. The ones that pick up the phone to call you are doing so because they're actually hoping that you're available to do the job and that your price is fair. So it's a very high conversion rate with the calls that you get. No matter how many calls you get or jobs you do, it is a flat rate. And then, of course, you know, you qualify for reduced pricing, being that the business is fairly new, just since 2021. Our newer business rate, Caesar's, by far the lowest rate that we offer to the public. It's a full savings of 50% off the normal cost of the service. And it's not an introductory rate. It's not going to balloon up on you later on. In fact, no matter how long you keep the service, that reduced rate will stay with you as long as you stay with us. Now, it does save you, like I said, 50%. It saves you exactly $300 every month. It brings your rate down from what would have normally been $599 a month to just $299. Mm-hmm. And that $299 is both a fixed rate as well as a flat rate. So it will never go up, and it is to the penny. So there's no taxes or fees or surcharges. You're not paying per lead, click, call, or job, not a percentage of your profits or anything like that. Now, I'm sure you do have questions for me, but at least on the surface, I'm sure that's something you would want for your business, right?
Yeah.
Of course. One thing you might want to fix on your website, I noticed that under email us, it has your website, but I think that's CaesarConstruction313@gmail.com, right?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. So yeah, it's got the... It's just missing the Gmail. So your website, of course, is just CaesarConstruction.com. Your email address, CaesarConstruction313@gmail.com. Now, obviously, you're going to get a detailed reporting and tracking system, so you'll see exactly how much work you're getting, where that work's coming from, the breakdown of the keywords and search phrases you're listed for, and how many times you'll pop up on each additional search. Now, do you have any questions for me at this point?
Well, I think the main one would be, like, how do I know that you guys are, like, actually from Google and, like, you know,
oh, no,
you know, like, nowadays there's, like, a lot of scammers calling and stuff.
Boy, you're not kidding. The name of our company is Local Splash. LocalSplash.com is our website. I'm going to send you a link to our website pricing page, which is localsplash.com/SEO-packages. So we're not Google. Anyone who calls you and tells you they are Google, they're telling stories. Their pants are on fire. Google does not have a division that deals with businesses that are less than 100 locations. They do have a division that deals with kind of the nationwide chain, but for smaller and medium-sized businesses, they started a partnership program almost 9 years ago. We were one of the very first companies to join that partnership program. We've actually been around since 2004. Now, the link that I sent out to you, it's an SMS message through the computer, but it does work just like a text message, so you should have received that to your phone. At the very top of it, it says, take control of your online presence in big blue letters. Are you able to see that?
I just clicked on it right now.
Okay.
Perfect. Yeah, I see.
Yeah, I've been with the company myself. Actually, April 17th last month was my 11-year anniversary, and I would definitely agree with you that there are a lot of so-called SEO companies out there trying to, you know, claim that they provide first page placement. Most of them are, you know, a couple of guys in a basement or a firm overseas or even some, you know, startup that's been around for a year or less, or they might not even be what they say they are. But like I said, we've been around since 2004. You are, like I said, going to be able to track your success, 24/7 access. One of the things I did not mention is that you can actually monitor your online reviews right from your tracking system. Wherever those reviews originate, and we do create all the content Google wants to see. So you might have a review on Yelp. You might have one on Google, Bing, Foursquare, Superpages, Manta. Wherever those reviews originate, they repopulate on your tracking system. So from your tracking system, from one place, you can request reviews. You can respond to reviews. If you wanted us to, Caesar, we would even respond to your reviews for you in a professional fashion. No additional cost for that. Like I said, we'll celebrate our 20th anniversary a little bit later on this year. 4.9 out of 5 average client satisfaction rating. I mean, it is a month-to-month service, so we definitely have to keep your phone ringing and earn your business 1 month at a time for you to be a satisfied client. Our clients, though, do love the service. They keep it because it's profitable. You can see a blue-tinted photo about halfway down, kind of our process, kind of an outline of some of the things that we would do to get you on that first page. Right below that, it says Google Ads Partner. And a box beneath it that says Google Partner, that colorful Google G. Now, that is not just copy and pasted off of the Internet. If that were a dead link, that would be a dead giveaway, but you can actually click right on it. That's our official badge of authenticity provided to us by Google. And if you click on it, it goes to google.com/partner. So right on Google's website, you can see that Local Splash is a Google Partner. And, of course, that makes all the difference in the world. When Google does, and they do, really regularly, make changes to their PAC algorithm, they share those changes with us ahead of the time. So we'll always make sure you've got the right content to stay on that first page ahead of your competitors. Now, if you click back on, if you haven't already clicked back on the link that I sent out to you, it says SEO packages. Mm-hmm. Now, I think the platinum package would be perfect for you. I mean, if you told me you're going 150 miles, you've got, you know, multiple crews and things like that, then we might be talking about the platinum premiere or something like that. But for your services, for your service area, that platinum package would be ideal. Like I said, I would cut that price in half from $599 down to that $299. Now, you've already got a website, so we don't have to build out a website for you. There is, of course, a lot of content that we do have to create. Every one of our packages has a $299 setup fee normally, and that is to cover things like the SEO content creation, NAPW audits to make sure any information for name, address, phone number, website, that it's accurate. I'm going to take $200 off of that one-time setup fee. It's just going to be a one-time setup fee of $99, and, of course, it would only attach to that very first month. And then every month after that, as long as you choose to keep the service, it's going to stay at $299. So that newer business rate, while it is really by far the lowest rate we offer, it's not an introductory rate. It's not going to balloon up on you later on. It's really more just to make it affordable for younger companies because, like I said, although there are no long-term contracts, our clients do keep the service long-term, and we want to make it affordable for you. So it would never be even a penny more than that $299, of course, just the one-time setup fee the first month. But there's no taxes or fees. You're not paying per lead, click, call, or job, not a percentage of your profits or anything like that. Even if we have to raise our prices down the road, your price would stay the same. It would stay right at that $299 a month.
Okay.
Now you can see it's got Facebook ads, Meta advertising. Now that's going to mean that you'll have all of your bases covered. Of course, if someone goes on Google or goes on Bing, if they're actively looking for someone who can provide the services that you provide, your business, your website will be one of the things that people see right away. And then for people that, you know, they know in the back of their head, maybe they have some project that they want to get accomplished, maybe they need, you know, some siting or something like that. When they see your ads on Facebook, when they see your website attached to it, it works the same way. From there, they can just pick up the phone and hit the click to call feature and call you directly. So Facebook ads are like 20 or maybe 22 cents per click, maybe 25 cents at the most. So there's $100 of Facebook ads built into that platinum package. And although the overall cost of the package itself was reduced, the $100 of Facebook ads was not reduced. You're still going to get the $100 in its entirety. And that equates to about 400 clicks every month from someone who's on their Facebook page and could use your services. It's just another way to reach more people. And of course, even one job, you know, a year, I would think, that you weren't going to get otherwise would justify the addition of those Facebook ads. I think it's going to really get your phone ringing. And, you know, of course, the whole point is to have you even being able to pick and choose the jobs, you know, not like chasing down the lead, not in a bidding war with your competitors, but having people call you, being able to pick the job that's going to be most profitable for you, whether it's the job closer to home or the bigger job that pays you well or a smaller job you can get done quickly, move on to the next one. Like I said, 15 jobs a month or 50 jobs a month, it's the same flat rate.
Okay.
Now, when we get your phone ringing, I mean, obviously the number that we are speaking on is the same number on the website, so it's the number you want your customers to call. Is it also a good number, Caesar, for us to reach you regarding your account?
Yes.
And obviously it's a smartphone, so you can receive text messages on that number. I do have your email address, caesarconstruction313@gmail.com. My other question would be, the business is service-based, right? Meaning that there's not a physical location, there's no showroom or brick-and-mortar address that you would want us to promote for your customers to go to, right? You always go out to the customer?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. I mean, Google expects it to be that way. I mean, you know, most service-based businesses are kind of run from the home, run from the truck. And, of course, Google wouldn't want anyone to drive out to your home and knock on your door any more than you would, especially since you're out in the field most days. The Angie leads that Tara found here, same phone number, it's got 6314 Woodrow Street. Is that your residence?
Yes.
Okay. So, yeah, we wouldn't want that address to be listed. You're only going to be listed Detroit, not even that 48210 zip code. And then, of course, like I said, anywhere you want to travel, whether it's 50 miles away, we can easily target those areas. If there's places like right around the corner, 5 miles away, 10 miles away, that you know you don't want to go, we simply don't run your ads there. So you'll only be getting phone calls from the people and places that you want to service. Now, if you don't have any other questions for me, at this point, I would do a couple of things. One, I'd be taking a look at what we call our client interview calendar. We schedule a follow-up call with one of our technicians. That's where we kind of do the deep dive. We verify information off of your website, information that I already have here. But we do want to make sure that we know things like a mission statement, if you've got one, a tagline, slogan, motto, what's unique about your business, if you want to be branded knowledgeable, trustworthy, client satisfaction, job one, that type of thing. Of course, we'll go into detail about the services you want to provide and your service area. Make sure that everything is Google compliant. We do take care of all of that in a follow-up call. You don't have to be in front of a computer for that particular call, just basic knowledge questions about your business. The other thing that I'd be required to do here, because we are Google partners, is to read what's called a voice verification. It actually does get recorded through the computer. It attaches to your account as an added form of protection for you, so you know that it is a month-to-month service, that we are reducing both the cost of the service as well as the setup fee, etc. Now, These are the voice verifications recorded, but you can stop me at any time if you have a question or want me to clarify the intent of my question. It is, however, actually pretty straightforward. I am required to read it, though, before I can even ask you for any form of payment, but if everything makes sense at the end, we would move forward from there. Is that fair?
Yes.
Okay. And then, Caesar, C-E-S-A-R, just like the business name, but Tara never did get your last name.
Gallegos, G-A-L-L-E-G-O-S.
G like George, G-A-L-L-A-G-O-S? Mm-hmm. Okay.
E-G-O-S.
And then, like I said, just give me 1 second here to get that voice verification set up. Okay, so it reads as follows. It says, welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. This part of the call will, in fact, be recorded for quality assurance to outline your service agreement, and it is an added form of protection for you. It says, in order to ensure the accuracy of your order for the sake of the recording this time, can you please restate the name of your business as you would want it to appear online? I have Caesar Construction, Inc. Incorporated. Is that how you want it branded? The way it is on the website? Okay, perfect. And then, Mr. Gallegos, please state your name and your official title within the business.
My name is Caesar Gallegos, and I am the owner of Caesar Construction.
Okay. And then, Mr. Gallegos, as the owner of Caesar Construction, of course, you are authorized to enter into this non-contractual agreement on behalf of the business, right?
Yes.
Of course. You make all the decisions for your company. And then for the billing information, Caesar, that you will be using for our services, Mr. Gallegos, are you also an authorized user on that account as well?
Yes.
Okay. Now, it says to get results as fast as possible, it's important, Caesar, that you are also actively involved in your campaign, because it is our job to make sure that the people in your service area who need your services are, in fact, able to contact you. For that reason, we specifically request that you do, in fact, agree to be both receptive and responsive in a timely fashion, 48 hours or less, to phone calls, emails, text messages coming from both my company and from your potential customers. Caesar, of course, you would agree to that, right?
Yes.
Perfect. It's our job to make sure that your phone is ringing, and of course, as long as you answer the phone, talk to the people on the other end, and do that quality work, you're going to be very successful with this service. Now, it does say in hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, Mr. Gallegos, we do ask that you will continue to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement. Again, it is month to month. We are already aware of Angie Leads. There's no direct conflict with being listed on the first page and having a lead-based service. The reason we ask is all of the content that we'll be creating for your company. Of course, we would not want you to pay someone else for services that we are already providing. And then equally, or perhaps even more important, we will always make sure that your business information online is always accurate, current, and consistent. So we're not saying you cannot hire someone else, although you definitely will not need to. We are, though, just saying if you do decide to hire someone who you think might also create content for your business online, Mr. Gallegos, we ask that you at least let us know so we can make sure the information is accurate. Caesar, that's fair enough, right?
Yes, and you said Angie is no problem, right?
Yeah, that is no problem. Yeah, there's no conflict with that. In fact, the reason that we ask, we'll do what's called a NAPW audit. It stands for name, address, phone number, and website. Of course, we want to make sure that any information for your business online is accurate and consistent. So, of course, there's no conflict with the lead-based service. You may find, though, like a lot of my clients, whether they have Angie's or like Thumbtack, Networks, Craftjack, back. Once we get your phone ringing directly, you might do what a lot of my clients do, which is to scale back on the leads one way or another. Some of my clients will keep their leads paused more often. Some will cap their leads at a lower amount. Others actually do find that they can turn off their lead service altogether and just let their phone ring. Now, with all of the reductions in the cost, what I was able to do here, of course, is to apply that new business rate to the monthly and then waive most of your setup fee because you already have a website. And it is, of course, month to month. So this next part reads as follows. It says your payment for the initial term, including that greatly reduced one-time setup fee, will be charged today's date, the 22nd of May, in the very reduced total amount of exactly $398.00. When the term is completed, the agreement will be scheduled to automatically renew with recurring billing on the 22nd of the month, moving forward at the further reduced rate of just $299. And that $299 is both a fixed rate as well as a flat rate. So it will never go up, not at any time, not for any reason, not even by a penny. In fact, it's an exact amount. There's no taxes or fees or surcharges of any kind. Of course, there's no lead fees either. The calls do come directly to you. This does include content on Google, Bing, all of the additional relevant directories, the social media campaign, the paid Facebook ads are also included at no additional cost. Now, as I mentioned, it is a month-to-month service, Caesar. It is offered completely at will, no contract, which of course means you can actually stop at any time for any reason, no questions asked or fees involved. And you can also pause it if you ever get more work than you can take on, if you need to go on vacation. The service, in fact, can be paused seasonally by simply contacting our client support team. All that we would request to prevent the charge to the next month is that you would contact our client support team at least 3 days before your billing date. That, Mr. Gallegos, is simply because we are, in fact, closed on the weekend. Caesar, do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes. And you said I could pause.
Correct.
I decided to take a week.
Yeah.
And there won't be...
We don't charge you during that time or after that time. We don't take anything down, but we do put the Facebook ads on pause because, again, that $100 of Facebook ads is budgeted into the $299. So if it's going to be on pause, we just pause everything, including the billing. We don't charge you during the pause or after the fact. And then when you're ready to get things up and going again, we just start back where we left off. So as far as that goes, like if your business is, or your listing is going to be paused for like a month or 2 months, that's not going to affect your placement. You might even still find that you're getting phone calls even when your service is paused. But it's kind of like when you're riding a bicycle and you get to a downhill. Of course, you can stop pedaling for a while, but you might pick up a little bit of speed. Eventually, though, you're going to slow down. So if it's paused for like 4 or 5 months, you'll slowly start to see your placement like trickle down the page and maybe even off of that first page. But then once we get everything going again, it just, you know, we just put everything right back. We start updating content and blog posts and things like that. But yeah, you can pause it for as long as you need to for any reason. And of course, like I said, it's no contract, so you can stop as well at any time.
No, yeah, I'm just asking because, you know,
yeah, of course.
We're also like most of the winter time we're off
right.
For like two, 3 months.
Yeah. Yeah. So even if you weren't going on vacation and you wanted to pause it for the winter, you could do that. You can pause it if you're going on vacation. 2 or 3 months is fine. Yeah, like I said, it's not really gonna affect your placement if it's paused for less than 4 months.
Okay.
Okay. So that initial payment, is that gonna be on a MasterCard, Visa, American Express, Discover? What's gonna work best for you, sir?
It's Visa.
On that particular card, is it your name, first and last, any middle initial, or the business name?
Business.
Okay. And then for you, does it also say Caesar Gallegos?
Yes.
Okay. And Mr. Gallegos, you said that was a Visa card, Caesar. That should start with a 4. All Visa cards do. I'm actually ready for that number whenever you are, sir.
Okay. Well, before I give you the digits, do you need to put like my whole name on your computer?
I don't. I mean, especially if the business name is on the card, it's just going to be that we do generate some emails and how you want those emails to go out. Is it not Cesar Gallegos on that card?
It's my full name. So I have a middle name, and I have two last names and a middle name.
Okay. Well, we can just leave it at Cesar Gallegos. It's really just to generate those emails.
Okay. Card number is 4427-3225.
Yes, sir.
2895.
Okay.
1879.
And then the expiration month and year?
Expiration month is 10. And year is 26.
Okay. And then the last three digits on the back of that card?
882
on the back?
Yes.
Okay, so I've got 882 on the back. I've got October or 10 of 2026 for the expiration date. Cesar, was the card itself 4427-3225-2895-1879?
Correct.
Okay. Does that bill at the 6314 Woodrow Street in Detroit, 48210?
Yes.
Okay. So in about a minute, you're going to receive a confirmation email. That email does have our client support phone number as well as the hours of operation on it. But if you have a pen handy, I'd be more than happy to give you that information now.
Okay, I'm ready.
All right, so that toll-free number is going to be 877-635-6225. Again, that's 877-635-6225. And then it is simply option one or extension one to reach a client support agent. Cesar, you can reach a live agent Monday through Friday, 10 a.m. to 7 p.m. That's Eastern time. And, of course, you can email the support team 24/7. If you email the support team, they'll follow up with you within that same business day or the following business day if they get the email late in the day or after hours. The email address is simply support@localsplash.com. Now, you will receive all of that information by way of email in about a minute. You'll also receive an additional email. That first month's invoice will be emailed out to you separately. There's going to be a link on the invoice email to the written terms and conditions. That's everything that we did just go over in the voice verification provided for you in writing. You'll also receive that link by a direct text message. Cesar, when you receive either the text or the email, please do let me know. I did want to walk you through just a couple of things. Did you receive it already?
Yes.
Okay. So if you open it up, it's going to say Local Splash, initial invoice. Thank you for choosing Local Splash. Your invoice is located below. Then it says, please click here to accept the subscription terms. If you can see that blue click here is hyperlinked. If you click right on the words click here, it goes to the Local Splash terms of experience, everything we went over in the voice verification provided for you in writing. Your time is valuable. I don't want to walk you through everything here, but you can scroll through it if you like. Google's going to be our main focus. It's pretty much everyone's main focus. But roughly one out of 10, will choose Bing over Google. So we do definitely want to mirror the content on Bing. We want you to get those opportunities and get those phone calls too. The directories are not just Google, Bing, and Yahoo. It's everything necessary for you to be on that first page. Now, you already have a website, and we like it, you know, so we can certainly promote your website, your Wix site that you built yourself. It's Google compliant, and I think it's conversion-driven. If you find out that you need to make changes or updates to your website and that your website's going to be down for more than a week or so, the Platinum package actually comes with a custom website. It takes us about 5 or 7 business days for us to build out that website. So like I said, if you know that your website's going to be down for more than a week, it might make sense just to let us know. We'll get our website together. We can pull photos from your website or from anything that we've already created, and then we can put that website together, even if it's just as a placeholder until your website's back up. But like I said, it's included at no cost. So that's part of what you'd get with that platinum package. Of course, the Facebook ads are included too. Now you see a long line, it goes all the way across it, and below it, it populates your phone number. Of course, there's two boxes we want you to click on, both of them. One is that you agree to receive SMS messages, which are of course just text messages over the computer. The other one, that you certify that you're the authorized holder and signer of the card. So we want you to click on that box. The longer box with the arrow pointing towards it is where you would click and type in your first and last name. Case sensitive, so the C and G are capitalized. If you copy and paste it, just be careful to not copy a space either before or after. But once you've got Cesar Gallegos in that box, click the confirm signature box to the right, or maybe below if you're on your smartphone. But once you click on the confirm signature box, that does a few things. First of all, it lets us know that it is month to month, that we've reduced the cost of the setup fee, that we've reduced the cost of the service itself. Now, it's also going to allow us to release the Google PIN card to verify that you are an active business in the local area, and to do the initial NAPW audit to make sure that any information that's already out there is accurate, and for us to fix it if it is not. So it is an important step in the process. Cesar, you'll know that you are successful in submitting that form when it asks you for a username and a password. Just let me know when you see that next page.
I'm on there.
Okay. So your username and password are in the welcome email. I don't recommend that you try to log in. You don't actually have to. Our automated system thinks both that your tracking system is active and that you're trying to access it right now, so it's asking you to log in. Your username and a default password are included in the welcome email along with the customer support information. Your username is your phone number. It's the area code included, but just numbers, so no dashes, spaces, or parentheses. So your username is the same in our system, so it can't be changed, but luckily it's easy for you to remember. Of course, it's 313-624-6882. The default password of Good Internet, all lowercase, no space, that you can change. Once your system is up and active and you're able to access your tracking system, you can, if you like, change that password. Some people never change it in either way. That's fine. You also received an additional email that says action needed, pictures needed for Google verification. You don't have to open it up now, but you can if you like. Google's made the process of getting PIN verified just a little bit more comprehensive. It is all by design. It's to make sure that businesses, especially on the first page, are actual legitimate businesses that would provide the service listed when called. So it doesn't have to be everything on this list, but anything you can send our way, there is a link that you can use to send us those photos. Any photos of tools or equipment, your work vehicle, business card if you have one. I mean, obviously there's no physical workplace because you kind of work out of the truck, but usually for that one, Google is fine with just, you know, where you park your service vehicle when you're not using it for work. Is the business itself licensed or insured?
Both, yes.
Both. Okay. So if you can send us those photos, that just helps us expedite the process of satisfying Google so we can get everything on that first page. Now, I did want to do a couple of things. I wanted, of course, to schedule the follow-up call with our technician, and then also to add another layer of protection for you, just a security question and an answer. So if anyone calls us, Cesar, and tells us that they are with Cesar Construction, Inc., even if it's you, Mr. Gallegos, and we recognize your voice, from time to time we may ask you for the answer to the security question. And then this is important. If anyone, especially like a week from now when things start to pop up on the first page or online, if anyone starts to call you and tell you that they're Google, or even if they tell you that they're Local Splash, they will first of all need to know my name, which is Paul Gordon. They'll also need to know both the answer and the question. And if they can't give you that information nearly immediately, just politely let them go. And especially if anyone calls you and tells you that you need to pay more money for your Google listing, please just politely let them go. obviously the voice verification is for your protection. It's already been attached to your account. It does clearly state that moving forward, it bills once a month on the 21st for the 22nd, for exactly $2.99. Now, the options here for your security question are the city you were born in or your first pet's name. Caesar, which of those would you want for your security question?
You said one of them is the city I was born in?
Correct. City you were born in or your first pet's name.
City I was born in. It would be... I'm going to spell it out for you, for the city, because it's, you know, I was born...
I'm ready.
It would be, okay, O-J-O-C-A-L-I-E-N-T-E.
Okay.
And it's all together, it's just all one word.
It's, okay. I got that. I have to type it in twice. All set and squared away there. And then for your follow-up call with your technician, like I said, we schedule by the hour, but the call itself takes about 25 or 30 minutes. You don't have to be in front of a computer for that particular call. I think it'd be a little bit short notice to get you in at 11 o'clock. They do like a little bit more advanced notice, plus I still have to notate a couple of things. But I could get you in at noon, or there's a 1 o'clock or 2 o'clock, and then this afternoon there is a 4 o'clock or a 5 o'clock. Now, you don't have to be in front of a computer. Takes about a half an hour. Usually gets you right near the beginning of the hour. Gets you off the phone about a half an hour after that. Would you want something like noon or early or even something late towards the end of the day?
Well, the rest of the day I'm going to be busy. I won't be able to pick up.
Not at all today. So tomorrow we could do as early as 10 or as late as 6 o'clock. Pretty much it looks like there's at least one spot available every hour in between. Did you want something mid-morning, early afternoon, or towards the very end of the day tomorrow?
Towards the end.
So there's
the last 4 o'clock.
The last one would be 6 o'clock. So we'll schedule it at 6. It'll be scheduled from 6 o'clock until 7 o'clock. Like I said, it takes about a half an hour. If I do happen to be in between phone calls when our technician is ready to call you, I will be on that call as well, just in the very beginning, just to kind of introduce you to your technician, answer any quick questions that you might have. I don't get a lot of advance notice, and I might already be on a phone call, especially late in the day. If I am on a phone call, they'll call you anyway. They'll call you on their own. They'll have all of the notes. They'll have your file. They'll take really good care of you. Now, at 5 o'clock, our system is going to send you a reminder email. So tomorrow at 5, you'll get an automated email just reminding you that the call itself is scheduled at 6. And then I'm going to send you right now a calendar invite to your email. The calendar invite is really more for your records. You don't have to respond to it, although some people do. It's going to say local splash CING. Then it's got you, that just stands for client interview conducted in English. It's got your username, your name, and your phone number. Now, Caesar, in any correspondence to the support at localsplash.com email, please include your phone number or your username. They're basically the exact same thing, but that helps us to easily access that information and forward it out to the right department. That's the only email that you need. You can send anything and everything to that email, and we'll just take care of the rest. Other than that, you're all set and squared away on my end. I did want to be the very first to say welcome aboard. We're pretty excited to get this going for you, get that good-looking website that you built out in front of more eyes, get your phone ringing, and, of course, start earning your business just 1 month at a time.
Well, thank you. I appreciate the opportunity, and you know, hopefully it's a good investment to make my business grow. Because I had the business since 2021, but I just got my builder's license last year.
So
I barely started this year, like going out, door knocking,
Oh, no kidding. The first couple of years are the hardest. You know, you're just trying to get your sea legs under you, get all of your ducks in a row, so to speak, get everything in place. Sounds like this is perfect timing now. You've got the website. You're really ready to ramp up the amount of work that you're taking on. So we're excited to be a big part of getting that going for you.
Well, thank you.
Real pleasure speaking with you, Caesar. You take care. You have a great rest of the day, sir.
Thank you. You too. And I'll be looking forward to that phone call tomorrow.
Sounds good. And I hope I'm available just to say a quick hello to you. Real pleasure speaking with you. You're very kind, very patient, and taking this phone call, and I definitely appreciate that.
Oh, thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Gagos. Caesar, you take care, sir. You have a great day.
Thank you. You too. Bye.
Thank you very much. Bye now.